Hello and welcome to this podcast on the re-exposure of our revenue recognition proposals. I'm Sonia Lardot, the communications manager of the IFRS Foundation, and I'm sitting here with Jan Engström, a former member of the management board of Volvo Group and today a member of the board. And Jan will tell us a little bit more about the proposals that we published today jointly with the FASB. So, Jan, who should pay attention to these proposals?
Well, I think anyone who has an income statement, and most companies have income statements, should take a look on this. I think that most people will not be very much affected. I think that we are clarifying, we are staying in broad terms within what is today for most companies the way they proceed. But there are a lot of companies, of course, that will have, let's call it, minor changes, and a few companies that will have more substantial changes.
So what exactly is the project about? What are we proposing?
Well, we are proposing, in my mind, rather straightforward, saying that you agree with a customer to deliver something. Can be a product, can be a service. And when the customer has received what you have promised, then you have the right of being reimbursed for that and you get revenue. Then, of course, you can say that we have today two different standards where we are treating, for example, construction contracts differently than from other contracts. And there has been a lot of difficulties to see the borderline between those two standards for us. And hopefully we have made it clearer now how this works for those who are, let's call it, in this border territory.
Mm-hmm. And this obviously is a re-exposure of proposals. So what has happened in between and why are we really re-exposing?
Well, we have certain procedures and we have a rather strict process handbook that requires us to evaluate whether we can move forward into a standard or we should re-expose. And in this case, we said that we think there are so many companies that will be affected, and the top line, the revenue line, is so important for most companies. So we wanted to give everyone a chance of really seeing this one extra time. And I think that's very good. In relation to what we could have done, and you know, Sonia, we had this G20 requirements of being ready with certain projects until end of June. Now we will most likely not take the final decision on this until, my guess would be, third quarter next year. But that means we lose a year, but it's a good year to lose because we give everyone a chance really of seeing that this is operational, that it works, get prepared. And if there is something coming up, we will then have a chance of reviewing it. There is one industry, the telecom industry, that is very unhappy what we are doing. And I'm convinced that they will come back with views on this, and other people as well may come back with views on this. But as I said, I think it's a good year to lose.
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe give our listeners an idea about what the proposals, main proposals are, and maybe also what has changed, or if there are bigger changes from the exposure draft to now?
Well, I think in broad terms, we are very close to what we had in the exposure draft. I had a meeting together with some other colleagues from the board just a few days ago with 14 big international companies. And to my surprise, and I would say a little bit to my delight, they spontaneously gave us credit for having simplified and having changed things to be more operational. So there are changes from the exposure draft, but I would say that they are quite minor. And as you know, the basic thinking here is that you agree with the customer something, and you define if, for example, there are multiple elements. There can be, for example, that you buy a car, and in the price of the car there is a 3-year or a 5-year service agreement and a 3 or 5 years insurance agreement, and then you sort of separate these into different sections, so to say. One is the hardware, the car. One is the service that is given every 6 months. One is the insurance that is given every day, and you account for them, and you try to divide them in a reasonable, simple, but still professional way into the different businesses, so to say. And that is basically the proposal.
Mm-hmm. And this is a joint project with the US FASB. So do we have the same proposals?
Yes, we have the same proposal, and I think. This project, I joined the board a bit more than 7 years ago, and during these more than 7 years, we have tried everything from, I would call, very advanced academic thinking into where we are now, a rather pragmatic, down-to-earth solution. The Americans have had a problem because they have had something like 100 or perhaps more than 100, some people argue, industry-specific solutions. And for them to move out of that into a standard like this is a major change. So when I say that we haven't changed very much, that is in the IFRS world. But for the Americans, this is a very, very big step. But it is also a way for them to be able to join into the IFRS family. Almost all countries are heading for IFRS, and we believe the Americans as well. So this project has been a very important part for them to be able to sort of slide towards IFRS.
Mm. Just maybe to address, before we finish, one question that came up often. Why didn't we just amend IS 18 and IS 11? I believe the standards that we currently have in place for revenue.
Well, I remember very early on that was a question that was brought up. And I think there are today some problems with these two standards, basically when there is a borderline between these, how do you treat it? And in a way you can say that what we did was an advanced adjustment of the two standards mm-hmm. we have and merging the two. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think it is of great value that you can't go in one or another. Set up your contracts and your businesses so that you fit into one standard and not into the other, because you think it's more favorable to you to present it that way. But for example, we had in the beginning a lot of doubts from the construction industry, and I participated in so many meetings with the construction industry and other industries, and I think in aggregate we had, I don't know, 400 or 500 meetings with different types of industry. Construction industry was very worried, and I think today they are I shouldn't say relaxed, but they are feeling okay with the proposal as far as I read it. But now they also get a chance of really seeing this, bring it home, sit down with their contracts and go through it once again and say, yes, this is okay.
Mm-hmm. That's good, because now they get the full picture.
They get the full picture.
And we will, I suppose, the board and the staff will continue the outreach activities and talk to...
Yes, this exposure draft is now out as usually for... Well, it's not out yet. It's coming out Monday. So this is when we record this, it's Thursday. But it's coming out now, and until mid-March we will have this open. We are available for outreach. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we will have as structured outreach as we have had. Mm-hmm. We have had very, very many. I think I personally have been to more than 200 sessions on this project, because I think it's a very important project. But we are available, and we're very happy to participate, and we are organizing webcasts, we are organizing video conferencing, and we board members and quite a few staff as well travel a lot. So if there is someone out there who would like to send an email or so, do that, and if it fits into the travel program, we could easily arrange a session. If there is a group of interested parties, we perhaps won't do it on one-on-one basis, but if there is an industry group or a group of companies in a country, I think we would accommodate that.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jan.
Thank you. Thank you, Sonia.
Before we finish that, obviously, we need to say that the views here present the views of Jan and not of that of the ISB. And for the official proposals, please refer to the exposure draft. Thank you very much.